Well, Julie, I had always been fascinated and wanted to study in a multinational environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few options while I was choosing. And honestly, China has always had a word towards for me. I was always attracted, and the culture and the traditions have always fascinated me, per se. But my university was given, like, when I was applying for it, I got the chance to study in my university, and it had good reputation. Plus, I was chosen to get scholarship and everything.
Sorry, you got what from your university? I mean, your university.
I got accepted.
Chosen by your current university, right?
Yes. And I got a scholarship, so I decided to go for it.
Oh, okay. 就像大家学雅思和去学托福一样啊，也是你要申请一个学校来着。然后 Adam 申请的就不过是我们中国的一个院校啊。他觉得说就是他有很多的选择 ,few options. So options means choices, right? Here.
Yes.
嗯，所以他有很多的这个选择。
Right.
但是当时觉得说呢 ,he was fascinated by,or about Chinese culture, right? Be fascinated by. 就是他会比较被中国的文化吸引。
Yes.
So before you went to China, had you studied any Chinese?
Not at all, Julie. I still remember when I got to China, the airport for the first time, all I knew in Chinese was to say, where is the toilet? And
okay.
The numbers from 1 to 10. That's
okay.
All I knew.
Wow.
It was really bad in the beginning.
So, at least it's easy for you to find that place. Okay, that place. Yeah. 所以刚来中国的时候真的是 Adam 说只会那几句中文。So all the Chinese that you currently can speak actually is taught by your school, your current university, right?
That's right, Julie. Most of my Chinese that I have learned, I learned it in the university or while I was talking to other people. Because, well, in China, having staying in China, I have to learn to speak Chinese when I talk to other people or something like that. So I guess that helped me, you know, learn the language faster.
Do you have many opportunities or plenty of opportunities to speak with Chinese in Chinese? I mean, 你有很多和中国人交流的机会吗?
Yeah, of course. When I am around, be it in the campus or even in the normal city of Chengdu when I'm going around, most of the people, they speak either in Mandarin, that is, 普通话, or they speak in the local Sichuanese dialect, 四川话. So either way, I...talk to people and the people are really nice. They often help me correct my Chinese and they're like, hey, this is wrong. This is how you should say it.
Wow,
and
nice.
Some of the pronunciations, the grammar, the sentence structure, the people have been really nice.
Oh, yes. They have a good reputation of being nice in China. 成都人本来就是这种口碑还是不错的啊，都说成都这个美女多，然后吃的好，再说就是人比较豪爽，我们说就是 straightforward and friendly, 对 friendly 也算一项吧，还是比较豪爽。刚才呢 Adam 提到说 go around, when I go around in the city or in the country, blah blah. So go around here, it means you go out and about in the city, like go shopping or go eating in the restaurants or something like that.
Yes, absolutely. Having stayed in Chengdu for so long, of course, I do go out quite a lot. And now I think it's pretty convenient because now when I talk to people, I will not say that I'm fluent, but then I believe once you stay in a place for so long, you get used to it, like the basics and the normal questions and the normal conversations that you tend to have with people that gets repeated quite a lot. So I guess I'm familiar with most of it.
所以刚才 Adam 说到 go around 就是你在城里各处出门，或者我们说外出的时候，你到处要去这里那里的时候叫 go around。你可以说 wanna go around in the city in Beijing in Shanghai blah blah 这样。刚才呢说到这个普通话，大家有没有听到？Adam 用哪个词叫做 Mandarin, right? Mandarin means standard Chinese.
Yes.
So the dialect means 就是地方话。So Sichuan dialect means 四川话, right? 四川话。
That's absolutely right. Yes, Julie.
Okay, well, we've covered quite a few things, like words and expressions. So shall we do a bit recap for our audience?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
对，刚才已经就是刚才听 Adam 讲他的一些经历啊，我们已经过了很多的词汇。那我们呢，来一起的和大家复习一下。
So you can quiz me about something if you forget what you just said, and I will quiz you.
All right.
try first.
Okay.
Better you be the one to quiz me, right? Okay.
All right. Let's try.
Okay.
Julie. Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of wire?
Via means through or by, using what kind of method to do something, 就是通过什么什么方式 right?
Very good, Julie. All right, next one would be, if I say that I tend to go around, what's the meaning of go around?
Go around 就是在城里到处走或者说外出出门的意思。
Perfect, very nice.
Okay, that's my turn.
And last one would be...
my turn. Give me an opportunity to test you.
Right,
okay, I'll test you the Chinese version of 机会很多. Oh, sorry. Test you the Chinese version of choices are immense. Silly of me to say that.
choices are immense. Let me think. It'll be 机会很多.
Yeah, 机会很多. Yes, good.Very good. So,
all right.
Yeah, your
Please
turn.
Please edit that part of it. You edit that part in the beginning.
All right. Okay.
Okay, and how about tell me what's the meaning of dialect?
Dialect 的意思是方言。
Very good.
Okay.
Perfect, Judy. I think you got it. Like, you got most of the words. Very nice.
Thank you.好，那在节目最后呢，有一个问题要留给大家，希望大家可以去应用一下。今天我和 Adam 谈到了关于他的学习生活，那我们觉得这个问题最好是有关你的学习生活，也就是说 How did you choose to study your major in your university?你是怎么选择了当初或者现在在你现在的那个大学就读学你现在那个专业呢看是不是很多东西可以重合大家来使用一下 Okay, answer the questions and leave us messages
Right, answer those questions you guys and by leaving us a text or an audio message I believe that will be one of the best ways for you to review and go learn all that you've learned today from us and I guessIt'll help you improve your English by leaps and bounds.
See you next time. Bye.
Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.